بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاه والسلام الاتمان الاكملان على خير خلق الله اجمعين وعلى اله وصحبه ومن سار على سبيله ومن اهتدى بهديه الى يوم الدين اما بعد respected ulama ikram elders beloved brothers in islam all praise and thanks is due to allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us the ability to see yet another month of ramadan this is indeed a great favor great blessing A great ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith describes the month of Ramadan, shahrun azeemun, shahrun mubarakun. A very, very great month, a month which is full of blessings, a month which is full of the mercy of Allah, full of the forgiveness of Allah. Futtihat abwabul jannah, the doors of jannat are flung wide open. Wa ughliqat abwabu jahannam, the doors of jahannam are shut and closed. Wa suffidat ash-shayateen, The shayateen and the devils are chained and locked up. Why? So that they may not become a hindrance to that person who is seeking to do good deeds. Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil. A caller announces from the heavens that, oh, that person seeking to do good deeds, that person wishing to go forward and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now is your time to move forward. Now is your time to draw from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ya baghi al-shar aqsir. And oh, that person who wishes to perpetrate any evil deeds, then now is the time for you to restrain yourself. That one guna, one sin, which a person throughout his life has been trying, slipping and falling, trying to get rid of it, but he keeps on going back to it. Now is the time to make a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, restrain yourself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy. When it comes to the month of Ramadan, undoubtedly one of the greatest objectives in this Mubarak month is for us to create a ta'alluq, a link with the Holy Qur'an. If we have to look at the Holy Qur'an, not only the words, the letters, but the meaning of the Holy Qur'an has been preserved divinely from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we started Surah Al-Baqarah. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah writes 286 verses, 6,201 words. Yet, the riwayat comes in Muwatta of Imam Malik rahimahullah, that Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhumah, who was a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it took him 8 years to memorize Surah Al-Baqarah alone. Why? Not because the surah was difficult, not because the words were difficult, but because every sentence, every jumlah, every word is full of meaning, full of wisdom, full of lessons which we can take. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu anhu, used to say that person who would learn Surah Al-Baqarah and the surah that follows it, Surah Ali Imran, his status would be raised enormously amongst us. We would consider him to be from amongst the learned ones. Ibn al-Arabi rahimahullah has mentioned regarding the surah that in Surah Al-Baqarah there are 1,000 points of wisdom, 1,000 commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 1,000 prohibitions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and 1,000 references to historical events. Every word, every letter is full of meaning, full of wisdom. If we have to look into the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ What is the reason that the Holy Quran was, why was this surah brought immediately after Surah Al-Fatiha? Ulama explained that if we look into Surah Al-Fatiha, there is a dua which each and every one of us make every day. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Where we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for divine guidance. Guidance towards the straight path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ The path of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored. And in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah ta'ala mentioned, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ That this book, the Holy Quran which is in front of you, there is no doubt in it. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ And this book, the entire 30 chapters, is a means of guidance, a source of inspiration for those who fear Allah. You are asking, making the dua in Surah Al-Fatiha, that, Oh Allah, guide us, show us the right way. And here in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah is declaring emphatically that guidance, righteousness, success can only be found in the Holy Quran. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to divide man into three distinct categories and groups. Number one, the category of the believers, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ Three verses speak about the believers, Those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the last day. The next few verses speak about the disbelievers. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Those who completely disbelieve and reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then 13 verses speak about the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Those who outwardly portray iman. They act as though they believe in Allah, but their hearts lack iman. By doing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a very important lesson. In the beginning of the Holy Quran, what lesson do we learn? That the only criteria by which man can be judged, the only basis for separation, for distinction, for a person enjoying superiority over another, is iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not on the basis of color, of race, of gender, of what nationality a person may belong to, how much of wealth a person may have, how much of status he enjoys in his community. But it is only that amount of iman which a person has in his heart. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى In another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are all brothers of one another. Nobody enjoys superiority over the other. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ But that person who has taqwa, that person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be superior to his next brother. So distinction, classification, division is only on the basis of iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the Bani Israel and how many favors and ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showered upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in one verse, وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ Referring to the Bani Israel, that we had given them virtue over the entire world. We had not favored anybody as much as we had favored them. Yet their outcome was that after a while they became used to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They took it for granted. And this led to them making kufr, nashukri in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They started to disobey the messengers. They started to go against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was their outcome? Complete destruction, complete ruin. And immediately after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who outwardly, if you look at the beginning of his life, immense difficulty, a lot of sacrifices, hardship, but he remained true and loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was his outcome? Complete success. From this we understand and we learn that that person who in this world outwardly he may not have, or outwardly may not enjoy the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is living a simple life. Yet, if he remains true and loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then undoubtedly he will attain great success. If we have to look at the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam began the great task of building the Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after completing the building of the house of Allah, they raised their hands up in dua. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ That, oh Allah, accept this deed from us. And thereafter, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam proceeds to make dua upon dua, teaching the ummah that at the time of completion of any great act, any important deed in sharia, duas are readily accepted. We have now begun the month of Ramadan. Tomorrow we will be waking up for sehri. And undoubtedly the table will be full. There is no shortage in our homes. Yet, let us take out a few minutes. This is the time of embarking on a very great amal, an act which is beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that of fasting. This is a time where du'as are readily accepted. So let us try and wake up a few minutes early. We all know what time sehri ends, what time tahajjud ends. 5 minutes extra to make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this month of Ramadan, this year, must be the changing point in our life. This must be the month of Ramadan in which we attain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the barakat and anwarat that are descending upon us at this time, that we take full use of it, full benefit from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.